Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Big happy birthday to the World Wide Web. Happy birthday, Internet. That was your sexy voice, eh?
That's my Marilyn Monroe.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that was awful.
On this day, 30 years ago, a mommy computer and a daddy computer fell in love. They held each other very tight, and boom, the internet was born. Just kidding. That's not how it happened. 1989. That's when the internet was invented.
It's crazy.
Seems like a long time ago, and I've been spending the majority of my morning looking at old internet commercials
from that era.
They are hilarious. Check out Cruise FM's Facebook page if you want to see a couple. There was one in 1993, a story on The National. Peter Mansbridge is in this.
The Peter Mansbridge.
And he was talking about this internet enthusiast, because back in the 90s, there were such things as internet enthusiasts. Here's how one of these enthusiasts described the internet.
You can walk into a bar and decide that you want to have a conversation about football today.
Football.
And there might be two or three people who want to talk about football in the bar, but it'd be very difficult to find them. In this world, there's a table with a big sign on it saying football, and there's about 150 or 1,000 jocks from all around the world who want to talk about football. So you sit down. You say, what do you think of the Raiders? And 500 people answered.
So that's how he described the internet back in the day. A lot of people just communicating back and forth. The internet back in the day was essentially this.
So you sit down. You say, what do you think of the Raiders? And 500 people answered.
That's not what the internet is like nowadays, though. Hey, Stacey Cooper. I mean, the internet nowadays is a lot like this.
So you sit down. You say, what do you think of the Raiders? And
yeah, and then someone sends you a nude picture of themselves.
Happy birthday, Mr. Internet. That's my Marilyn Monroe.
That's your Marilyn Monroe? Okay.
Impression. It needs some work, okay?
Oh, not bad, not bad. Clayton did a bunch of digging. He's great at digging stuff up on the old internet.
I don't have a life. That's all I do.
And found a commercial for AOL America Online from 1995. Check out this nugget.
Hey, Dan, ready for the game? I'm just finishing up here with my new kayaking friends.
Kayaking friends on your computer?
Yeah, I just got America Online.
Sounds great. Listen, I can't go to the game today.
What?
I've got to send something for my mom's birthday. It's tomorrow. I'll then book plane tickets for our trip next week, and my kids got to go to the library to look up dinosaurs.
Hey, we can take care of all that before we go. All you do is point and click.
But how does it work?
All you need is a computer and a regular phone line. They send you the software and give you 10 free hours to check it out.
10?
Yeah, download is easy, too. You know, I can even send email on the internet. And of course, there's my personal favorite, live chat. That's how I met my new kayaking buddies.
Okay, first of all, what's his obsession with his kayaking buddies in this commercial?
Who knows?
Oh, me and my kayaking buddies just hanging out. Second of all, the acting chops in this commercial. Second to none here. Listen to this.
Sounds great. Listen, I can't go to the game today.
What?
What? No!
No,
oh,
Dave.
My goodness, no! I posted this up on Cruise FM's Facebook page if you want the visual, which is even better.
Because
the internet in 95, oh, it looked a lot different. Because, again, the internet back in 1995 was this.
You know, I can even send email on the internet. And of course, there's my personal favorite, live chat. That's how I met my new kayaking buddies.
Again, with the kayaking buddies.
We get
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah, you're kayaking buddies, whatever, man. This is what the internet looks like today, though.
You know, I can even send email on the internet. And of course, there's my personal favorite, live chat.
That's where I go to yell at strangers who have different political views than me. What's your earliest internet memory?
I do remember when the old Cooper household got the internet. Very exciting day. My brother was always the tech-savvy one in our family. Thank God, because it did not interest me. So my brother and my dad, they were all over it. And dad was explaining, you know, this is how this thing works. You punch in a question right up here in this little space. And I remember him doing something like, what do Cocker Spaniels look like? And hit enter, and boom, pictures of Cocker Spaniels showed up. And we were just like, minds blown.
Yeah.
And then it also got us to, you know, websites. He's like, yeah, you can type in any website and it'll show up for you.
Yeah.
So I, of course, immediately went to www.stacy.com.
Yeah.
And that was a mistake.
Yeah, that's...
Naked ladies.
Yeah, naked ladies. So yeah, high. My earliest internet memory was my dad going on the internet.
Why do they both involve dads?
I don't know, but my dad went on the internet to play someone in Freecell online back in the day. Like the original online gaming. My dad loved Freecell because before the internet was invented, like those three games, you know, you had Minesweeper, you had Freecell, you had Hearts.
And Solitaire.
And Solitaire, of course. My dad loved Freecell and he owned the computer. He was like 108-0 against the computer. He never lost. Geez. Started playing against guys online and he was getting his floor mopped. Like guys online were just killing him at Freecell. And he got so frustrated. He's like, oh, this stupid internet. This isn't going to catch on at all. Big day for Stacy yesterday. Her first prenatal class.
So exciting.
Aww. Now, things got a little weird at the end, hey?
Well, it was actually quite close to the beginning, which made it even weirder.
Okay.
We were talking about, first of all, the lady, the registered nurse who hosted the class was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, we were talking about while the woman is laboring, certain positions that she can be in that will ease the pain. Mm-hmm. So standing with your arms up on your partner's shoulders, kind of rocking back and forth, leaning forward to ease the pressure on the lower back. Another interesting one was having your partner behind you with his hands underneath your belly.
Oh.
And actually lifting up on the belly can help relieve some pressure. And it's like, wow, this is all new information. This is great to know.
Yeah.
And so then she proceeded to say, you know what, everybody stand up. We're gonna try this. I was like, okay, well, it's always weird when you have to reenact stuff. But the whole class was doing it. But then she put on Unchained Melody from Ghost.
Yeah.
Righteous Brothers, I believe.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, that really romantic song, and we're all standing there leaning on each other, holding bellies. It was
super romantic.
So funny.
Yeah.
Kind of awkward, but kudos to my husband for being a good sport. This is not his thing.
Sharing that moment with a bunch of strangers.
Also very.
Would be pretty awkward as
very
well.
Very weird. But it was, Sean was so funny because he's like, you know, do I really, like, why do we need to go to this class? Like, I learned everything I need to know about childbirth from the movies.
He like thinks, the movie in grade 11 biology class?
No, just movies in general. Anytime you see somebody giving birth and they're doing the whole,
okay,
boil some water, grab some towels. He's like, no, I got it. It's fine. That's all. I know what to do.
Using that logic, like, I've seen a movie, so I know what I'm doing. You could do basically anything, right?
It's like saying, I know how to defuse a bomb. I've seen Speed.
I've seen Cheaper by the Dozen, so I know how to raise 12 kids.
I know how to rob a casino. I've seen Oceans 1, 2, 3, 11, and 12.
I've seen the movie Top Gun. I know how to play volleyball shirtless.
Or I know how to fly a plane. I've seen Con Air.
I've seen Magic Mike. I know how to turn girls on. I've seen Die Hard. I know how to defuse a hostage situation.
Yep.
I've seen Office Space. I know how to beat up a fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Dazed and Confused. I know how to get Aerosmith tickets.
Exactly.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha. This first one is from Christopher. Found out about you from the Gin Blossoms. Christopher hears, Whiskers at the bus stop. A smart cat right there, waiting for the bus, going
taking
downtown.
Public transportation.
I like how he's just yelling it. It's like, Whiskers at the bus stop. Like, okay, we get it, man. We get it. The real lyrics are Whispers at the bus stop. Maybe they're whispering about the cat hanging out at the bus stop. Who knows?
I can see that. Next one, Arlene sent this one in. Prism, Spaceship Superstar. Great song. Arlene hears, It's a giant meatball, rocky road, but it's too much for just one man.
It's a giant meatball, rocky road, but it's too much for just one man.
A rocky road meatball?
That is a lot of food for just one person.
Did we just invent something awesome? A dessert supper combination? Save some time, have both at once?
Possibly.
This actually sounds pretty gross.
Possibly not, because those are not the right lyrics.
Oh.
What a surprise. It's a giant leap for rock and roll, but it's too much for just one man.
It's a giant leap for rock and roll.
This next one is from Douglas. Van Halen's Jump. What Douglas hears, you got a tub. I seen the tub is so round. Okay.
Thanks for pointing out the obvious.
Sounds like a caveman there. You got tub. Tub is round.
And horrible grammar.
Real bad.
I seen the tub is so round.
Come on, man. The real lyrics, you got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. What's the most embarrassing thing you have in your house? Like, here's a situation. Let's say you have some people over for a dinner party or whatever. What's that one item that people are going to say, Stacy?
What's the deal?
What is this? Like,
well, first of all of those items in my house hidden away in a tote in the basement.
No, well, that's boring.
But, well, because, let's face it, you don't want to just, like, spread out all your embarrassing stuff across the house at risk of having people question you on it. But I do have a weird thing at the front entrance of our house. It is a clay foot that I made in pottery.
What?
I made it in pottery class.
Just a big fan of making clay foots, hey?
Well, what you had to do is you had to, like, you had to make something that was symmetrical.
Yeah.
A container that was symmetrical. You had to make a bowl. And then you had to, like, make something that was something, if that makes sense. Like, you had
and
to...
And you went with foot.
Recreate it. So I was like, well, I don't know what to do. I'll make my foot. So I made a foot out of clay, and it goes about an inch above the ankle bone. And
yeah.
It's got all five toes, and it's gray, and I put nail polish on it, and it's heavy.
You put nail polish on a fake foot?
Yeah.
Stacy Cooper.
I like to wear toenail polish.
Stacy Evelyn Cooper.
So, anyway, it sits by the front door, and it also works very great as a doorstop. But anytime people come over, they're always like, what's with the foot? And I'm like, I made it in pottery and it works really well as a doorstop.
So just a quick recap here. Your pottery instructor was like, make something out of something. So basically, make anything you want. And your go-to...
And I chose my foot.
Your number one was your foot.
Why not?
Oh, man.
It's a great conversation piece.
If you want to answer this question, throw us a text, 306-938-0963. For myself, we have those magnetic words on our fridge.
Oh,
we have
yes.
like 200 of them. And
yes.
Brantley and I sometimes leave messages for each other using the words on the fridge. We often forget to...
Rearrange
those messages, and sometimes they're not so PG-13, and sometimes when, like, oh, I don't know, our parents are there and see it gets a little awkward. Donald Trump was meeting with Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, and the whole talk started out great. He was like, hey, we just want to give a shout-out to Apple for all they do, and Tim Cook, this guy employs a lot of people. Then he talked for a bit,
blah,
and then
blah, blah.
Donald Trump came back on and said... thank you, Tim Apple. Called Tim Cook Tim Apple. And his excuse for doing that, it wasn't like, hey, sorry, I flubbed it, you know?
I made a
mistake, it was an accident.
Because he never admits that he did something wrong. He always has a spin for something.
Exactly. So what he said was, I was just trying to save some time by calling him Tim Apple. So instead of saying Tim Cook from Apple, he saved about 0.5 seconds by saying Tim Apple. As a fan of the show The Office, this sounds very, very familiar. Kevin Malone, the accountant for Dunder Mifflin, has a very, very similar thought process.
Me mechanic not speak English, but he know what me mean when me say car no go. And we best friends. So me think, why waste time? Say lot word when few word do trick.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.